Spencer Chase of the Woolsey Westington FFA chapter in South Dakota FFA, talking with Tyler Snathman from the Garber, Oklahoma FFA chapter. And Tyler was just named the national winner of the Prepared Public Speaking CDE. Tyler, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
What does it feel like to be the winner of a national CDE?
It feels amazing. Something, you know, that, you know, there's several qualified individuals competing across the nation, so you really have no idea of, you know, what the judges are going to think of you and, you know, how you're going to end up. And, you know, I've had a lot of help along the way, but it definitely feels good.
And Tyler, just for the folks at home that maybe aren't familiar with the contest, can you give us a little bit of a background on the Prepared Public Speaking CDE?
Yes, sir. We prepared speeches that were 6 to 8 minutes in length and fully memorized. And at the end of that, you answer 5 minutes of questions. And there was a representative from each state across the nation here at the national contest.
And what was your speech, what was your prepared public speech about?
My speech was a lot about organic versus conventional GM farming. Basically, a lot of the heat that modern production agriculture is facing today from many organic and local producers. And so really kind of targeted those aspects.
And certainly kind of a hot button issue, not only across the country, but also in Washington as labeling becomes more of a hot topic.
Yes, sir. A very, very big issue and a lot of controversy. Actually, here in just a few days, they're going to actually vote on it in the state of Washington and whether they're going to require labeling, GM labeling on all their products, and something that I'm completely against just because of the fear it's going to put in the consumer's eyes if they label all the products GM or non-GM.
And why do you think it's important for us as agriculturalists, as FFA members, and as consumers to be informed about this issue?
Well, I think it's very important. The farmer, I feel like, should be very respected. We've always prided ourselves in the United States of providing the safest, the most reliable, and the most affordable food supply known to mankind. And so it's difficult as a producer, someone like myself actually involved in production agriculture, to see people, you know, basically bash the way of life as we've known it. And so it's just important that we make sure that we tell our story and make sure our voice is heard.
Tyler, what can you tell us about the skills that you've gained throughout the process of getting to this point of being a national CDE winner?
Well, first of all, I've gained a lot of confidence. Starting out in public speaking, I was scared to death to even stand up maybe in front of a class and read a story. I've gained a lot of confidence, responsibility. A lot of work goes into a speech, you know, behind the scenes, doing a lot of research and becoming informed on the topics, and then, you know, just, you know, having the courage to ask for help. I've been blessed with my ag teacher, executive secretary, my brother, my dad have helped me a tremendous amount, as well as countless other people. So definitely those few things.
And what about your time spent within FFA, but maybe not necessarily working on the Prepared Public Speaking CDE? What are some real take-home things that you're gonna have when you finally hang up your blue jacket?
Well, I know that time will eventually come, and you know it's gonna be something that's gonna be difficult for me, just like it is for many people. The FFA has really more or less been my life. You know, I've gained public speaking skills. I participate in livestock judging. I gained critical thinking skills, able to, you know, the ability to make a decision in a split second. My SAE involved production agriculture, raising sheep and cattle, as well as many crops, and so a lot of responsibility, and you know, something that truly prepared me for my future, because my plans are to return to my family's farming operation as a fifth generation farmer.
And Tyler, certainly an uphill battle to be a national CDE winner, probably had a lot of people in your corner along the way. Is there anyone you'd like to thank just for their help along this process?
Yes, sir. You know, a few people definitely like to thank is, first of all, my ag teacher, Mr. Dexter Matlock, my dad and brother, Travis and Lee Snithman, as well as my executive secretary, Mr. Kent Boggs.
That's Tyler Snithman of the Oklahoma FFA Association, this year's winner of the Prepared Public Speaking CDE, an award category sponsored by Monsanto. Tyler, congratulations.
Thank you. Sure appreciate it.
For FFA Today, I'm Spencer Chase.